When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We heard the Brian Daboll audio early this morning, non-committal on Daniel Jones as the starting quarterback moving forward as the Giants head off into the bye week. You will have Joe Shane today at 3 o'clock. So I don't know if he'll give you anything substantive, but he is speaking to the media this afternoon.
All right.
As the Giants get ready for the bye week, then they will host the Bucs coming out of it in week number 12. Monday Night Football wrapped up week 10, and the Dolphins went out to SoFi Stadium, beat the Rams 23-15, improving to 3-6. They've got the Raiders and the Patriots at home the next couple of weeks, so a chance to get right back in the wild card mix ahead of a week 13 Thursday.
Yeah, so that's like the actual, that's a team that could actually make a run.
They could.
We've been talking about the Jets making the run. The Dolphins actually could.
And the Dolphins will see the Jets twice before the season ends because they have not played.
I don't believe in that. Okay. They could make a run, yes, and could be a playoff team. But in our conversation of teams that we think can win a Super Bowl, they don't enter that conversation.
Close. I'm just saying in the sort of bottom of the AFC, there's what we talked about with the Jets and the tiebreakers and so on and so forth. Like if Tua stays healthy, they got a decent defense, they made the playoffs last year, they got Tyreek Hill, they could actually maybe squeak in.
Make a little noise.
Yeah.
They could. We shall see. Niners head coach Kyle Shanahan downplaying the Debo Samuel sideline incident with the long snapper and the kicker from Sunday in Tampa. Only felt the need to address it once it got as much attention as it did.
I mean, I didn't initially. I mean, after the game and stuff, I didn't think it was too big of a deal. But, you know, after getting home and seeing it all on SportsCenter and everything and all that stuff, I wanted to make sure I did and talk to the guys about it, talk to a number of guys on the team, and we squashed it and we're good.
So some called it a choke by Samuel. Shanahan had a different term for it.
Never want Debo to throw a baby punch or anything on anybody on our own team. But Debo also wasn't saying anything bad to Jake like it sounded. He was meeting him on the field, telling him to lock in. You know, the same thing I'll tell to an offensive player is just drop some balls or meet some penalties or something. You never sit there and belittle anybody or try to embarrass anyone. You try to challenge guys that you believe in.
And he said,
we're really protecting this, aren't we?
Discipline. Yeah, he said he didn't think it was a big deal at all.
I'm sorry. I've seen this video now, and I was there and didn't see this live.
Yeah.
Since yesterday, there's no way he's saying lock it in.
No, of course.
Well, there's no way.
To the kicker, though, and then the long snapper gets involved, no?
The first motion is at the long snapper. He goes right to his throat.
I'm saying I think it might have started, at least as they tell it, is he's getting on Moody for missing the kicks. Hey, lock in. And then the long snapper comes to the defense of the kicker. And then that's when he gives the long snapper the
still bad
baby punch.
Right, the baby punch. Like, I don't want to make it sound like he assaulted the man. Yeah, he should be arrested.
I'm
or
not
anything.
Saying that.
But there's no, that's not a baby punch. I mean, he had his hand in a choking motion and went right to his neck. I mean, that's bizarre, something to do with your own teammate.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Things get heated on the sidelines.
I was hoping Boomer had I had to choke my long snapper once too. Kept missing kicks. I threw for 400 yards. This guy had slippery hands. We used to call him Slippery Jones. It's terrible.
Slippery Jones. All right. They kind of alluded to this yesterday. You got the sense this was coming. It's now, I won't say official, but there's multiple reports out there that the Bears are firing offensive coordinator Shane Waldron, who's just...
Isn't that amazing?
No, you're surprised?
Eberflus just sits there every week as the coach of this mess.
That's going to come to an end at some point.
I guess I'm not surprised. It's just funny. I don't know. It's just they just can't get out of their own way, that organization.
No. 23 straight possessions without an offensive touchdown. They've allowed 38 sacks. So Waldron.
28 straight possessions?
23, yeah.
23.
Yeah, it's not good.
No, it's a lot.
It's not good.
And some of those throws, though, this is not the offensive coordinator's fault.
I mean,
some
really
of those throws are as bad as it gets. Yeah. And that was a drop, but
I thought, too, the clip I played of Caleb Williams yesterday from Sunday where he was saying, I'm just not processing it. Like, that's, like, if I hear a quarterback say that, I'm going to fire the offensive coordinator then? I mean, at some point, it's got to fall on the quarterback to take the next step, no?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think...
I don't know.
I think there's probably a lot to this story, too, because you remember they kept Eberflus and they fired all his assistants,
yes,
and they brought this guy in, and it's almost like ownership and the GM is probably thinking, like, God, like, this was a total mistake, disaster, and now it's all up to us to get him out of there.
Got to throw something to the fan base and the angry radio hosts, as we heard.
Yeah. So who did they say they promoted someone from?
Yeah, a name I didn't necessarily. I don't
like
know.
Quarterbacks coach or something?
Thomas Brown, maybe. Okay. I'm not sure what his role was. Let me see if I can look.
It's not that important.
Here. Well, he asked, so, you know.
It's really not.
Passing game coordinator. He's in his first season as well. We'll see
because
how
he's
long.
Been doing such a great job.
See how long
he'll be fired week 14.
So we're going to give you the offensive coordinator job.
No, thanks.
Just sit right
good,
here.
I'm good as the passing game coordinator.
So we heard that bit with Eberflus this morning on the radio interview in Chicago where his cell phone line dropped out, and then things got a little awkward, uncomfortable, angry. That was a fed-up David Kaplan. It was just getting started, as it turned out, and since Eberflus probably wasn't going to give them anything good, as you alluded to, Gio, Kaplan did it for him after the phone call had dropped out.
You're in crisis. Just say it. Yes, this is a freaking crisis, and we better close ranks and find a way to fix this. Because it's freaking embarrassing to have a charter franchise look that god-awful, unprepared, uninspired, and it falls at his feet. It does. Say it.
Yeah, and the answers are all the same.
For Christ's sake.
It's a little BT-esque there, no?
Yeah, it is. It well, certainly is. I mean, there's...
Appreciate the passion, right?
No, I do appreciate the passion. It's funny. Is that his co-host that's just like sitting there trying to...
Restore order? Yeah, I think so.
Oh, yeah, it's looking bad. I mean, it's like, this guy, what is he, Ed McMahon? It's like pipes in every 2 seconds. Like, hey, you are correct, sir.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Meantime, over on our sister station, 670 The Score, they get Bears corner Jalen Johnson on, asked about the care and the effort inside their locker room this season.
Are there people on this team that... You know, some people work harder than others. It's just human nature, right?
Isn't that really even a question?
And they followed up by asking him what he would do about it. He said he'd given it a lot of thought. He went into a long-winded explanation and a comparison to other environments, and he ended it with this.
You can tell somebody to do it. I mean, like they say, you can take the horse to the well, but you can't make him drink. At the end of the day, we got to have a lot of guys that are thirsty, and I feel like there's definitely an area of improvement for everybody.
So things are not going well.
Yeah, around the league. And did you see this Kenny Moore audio from yesterday, too?
Yes.
So, and this is right along the same lines.
Colts,
yes, where he is quoted as saying, I don't think everyone is working as hard as possible, and it's obviously showing. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I don't think there's urgency here. Like, wow.
Well, that'll be perfect, because now they'll come in and be urgent, show urgency against the Jets, just like when Gerard Mayo called out the Patriots, and then the next week they played the Jets, and they won.
Perfect.
So
but you know what's nuts, though, is like, all right, so they lost 3 in a row, but they're still 4-5.
Bears, I know,
right, with a rookie quarterback. Yeah. And the problem is there's 3 teams in the division that are significantly better than them, and that's all those teams hate each other.
And remember... So. They didn't need a punter.
Oh, yeah. Remember when he said that? Yeah.
That didn't age well.
You're not going to be doing much.
Someone reminded on Twitter that, remember when Caleb Williams was asking for ownership of whatever team drafted?
It's true.
Yeah. Like,
some stones on you to do that before you've played it down in the league.
Yeah. Well, he's been humbled early.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
It's a hard league.
A rare college football soundbite for you. Georgia head coach Kirby Smart off Saturday's road loss at Ole Miss, where his own player Jake Pope was, I guess, celebrating with the Ole Miss fans on the field right after the game ended.
Yeah, what an idiot. just stupid. I didn't see it till today, but he's embarrassed about it. He's upset about it. That's obviously a childhood friend of his. Just not real smart. But to be honest with you, I don't have time to waste energy on that.
What no, that was enough, actually. Thank you. I didn't see this. Wow.
Yeah. So that, I'd imagine it was even worse for him behind closed doors than it was there in that audio clip.
Wow.
That's a sea of
So is he out there in that?
I haven't seen the clip, but this was brought to Smart's plate.
That's very funny.
He responded accordingly.
There you go. He didn't hold his tongue, Al.
No.
What an idiot.
What an idiot. Like,
yeah, what an idiot. I mean, what? I mean, just stupid.
That is great.
Oh, boy. NBA, Cavaliers beat the Bulls 119-113. Cleveland's now 12-0, yeah. Eighth team in league history to win its first 12 and the first to do so since the 2015-16 Warriors, who went an NBA record 24-0 to begin that season on their way to a record 73-9 campaign. The Nets did beat the Pelicans in New Orleans 107-105, seven in double figures for Brooklyn, that is, including all five starters. Noah Clowney had five threes off the bench. Cam Thomas led the way with 17. Brooklyn now 5-6. They will host the Celtics tomorrow night before playing.
Here's a serious question for you. If you're, I'm not Kenny Atkinson, if you're Sean Marks, are you sitting there saying, guys, stop winning?
Yeah.
This team
this wasn't the plan here. It's supposed to suck. We get those lottery balls and probably get a player who actually is worth a hill. You know what? So. You just like to maybe throw the ball out of bounds occasionally? Maybe miss a free throw, something like that, huh? Guys? Huh? Turnovers? You can turn the ball over, can't you? Little guys?
Because I will, watching them as much as I have, they're reminding me, a little, it's only nine games, but it reminds me of like the Caris LeVert Nets and Jared Allen before they decided to really go for it and have it blow up in their face. But you look at them now with Nick Claxton and Cam Thomas and Cam Johnson and Mason Clowney. Like, you got a lot of young talent here. Like, they're fun to watch.
So what washed up superstar are they going to trade them all for?
Carl Anthony Towns.
No, they're not doing that. They're really not. I think they want either Cooper Flagg or Dylan Harper or Ace Bailey. I mean, that's why... From what I've been told, that Sean Marks has been out at Rutgers several times, as many NBA scouts have been. And the idea is to be in that top three. But if you keep winning games, you're going to play yourself right out
of
it.
As a friend of mine says, get him here. Makes a ton of sense. I'm in at Rutgers. Chris Carlin. Hello, Chris. Shout out to Chris. So we're trying to get Dylan Harper here. Get him here. Makes a ton of sense.
Speaking of Dylan Harper, game high 24 points last night as By Rutgers way, did beat St.
This
Peter's.
Kid is good.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen much yet, but all you've heard is how talented
he is. So, I know it's college basketball in November. No one cares. I get it. This kid is the real deal. He is. I did the game. So Geo Baker is the kid who was fabulous at Rutgers. His number zero is going to go on the rafters one day. Even he said on the air, he goes, this kid's next level. I mean, he's fun to watch. So should be good. St. John's top 25. Rutgers top 25. Should be a fun winter. No,
listen, college basketball, when your team is in it and you're rooting for a group that really cares, is so much fun. And the games are short.
Yeah.
And there's rivalries still. I mean, I think it's the best.
And that place last night, November 11th, the place was full. It was, again, St. Peter's, it was loud.
Yeah, I mean, it's really one of the best environments. Like when you get somewhere like... the Rack or even, you know, Carneseca, you get a good matchup in there, and it's so intimate, and it's just, I mean, college basketball can be really just the best sometimes.
Knicks and Sixers tonight down in Philadelphia. You've got the hockey locals in action. The Rangers host the 14-1 Winnipeg Jets. They're obviously off to a great start. Devils visit the Panthers. The Islanders out in Edmonton against the Oilers at 9:00 tonight. That brings us to Moment of the Day. It's brought to you by the family of Casamigos Tequilas, Añejo, Blanco, Cristalino, Reposado, Mezcal, the new Casamigos Jalapeno. Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it, remind you to enjoy each moment of your day responsibly. Desperate times for our pal Joe Beningo as he joined Evan and Tiki yesterday here on The Fan to talk about his Jets and where they might go for their next head coach.
I'll give you another guy I like for head coach. You're going to laugh when I say this. Okay?
Go ahead.
Coach Prime.
You want Dion?
I'm not kidding.
And I know his name's been talked about a little bit. That,
he's not coming to the Jets.
I know, but it surprises me that Joe is going to want to go to those lengths. Because
I think Joe is desperate.
Oh, well, that's what I mean.
If Joe could get George Halas's body back, I think, where's Weave Eubank? I mean, he's desperate. I understand it.
I'll throw out another name. You're going to laugh at this one now, too. Elon Musk.
I mean, bro, if this guy can shoot a rocket up in the air and have it land in the same place, bro, that it took off, you tell me he can't fix that defense? You tell me he can't fix the defense? Can't be that hard, bro. Cannot be that hard.
Oh, my God.
He's got those freaking Cybertrucks everywhere. You telling me this guy doesn't know how to do a better offense than Nathaniel Hackett and Todd freaking Downing? Come on.
Probably not that far off, Gene. Moment of the day. There you go.
Very good, CeeLo. Thank you. We will see you in December.
No.
Thanksgiving week. You're stuck.
You got them all week.
Oh, nice. Okay, that's right. You're Vegas.
Are you guys doing Monday through Wednesday that week?
Yes, indeed.
Very good. I'll see you then.
Yeah, absolutely. See you then, CeeLo. It's Boomer and Geo coming to you live at the Build Ford Tough Studio.
Let's be honest. There's no guy out there that doesn't want his penis to look bigger. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.